This is Audible.
Ancestral Machines by Michael Cobley. Read by David Thorpe. Prologue. The drone, Rensik Estimil, was in the middle of an intelligence-gathering mission down on Tier 104 when the peremptory summons reached him. It took him 43 hours to stealth exfiltrate problematic Area 3 and ascend through hyperspace to Tier 49, home of the Garden of the Machines. Even so, on arrival, he insisted on being recased in one of the new Iterant 9 Varidroid shells before complying with the summons and going in search of the construct. He left the faceted blue reshell chamber and glided out along one of the hundreds of black mesh walkways that coiled, curved and intertwined around the new and heavily armoured Garden of the Machines. From a distance, the construct stronghold had resembled a dark, webby cloud through which a thousand tiny pinpoints crawled between the bright clusters of test and trial bowers. Up close, there was a sense of the jungle about it. Rensik found the construct's command proximal in a gazebo positioned among the outermost walkways. A pale, gauze-canopied archway afforded a generous view of the Slegranag interval, an askew expanse on hyperspace Tier 49, a cavernous opening 500,000 miles wide and about 3 million long, its floor a vast plain littered with the split, cracked and smashed ruins of entire worlds, gargantuan heaps of planetary wreckage strewn in all directions. A dead, airless and abandoned graveyard, over which the Garden of the Machines drifted on a course that zigzagged slowly along the length of the Slegranag.
You took your time?
A lack of promptness is scarcely a quality one expects from an aggression field supervisor. The construct's new proximal was a hovering nine-sided unit from which a variety of tentacles and articulated arms sprouted. Before it, on a long, low cradle, there sat what at first glance looked like a large blackened green drone of unfamiliar design. It had a blunt-nosed blimp configuration, with a number of what were probably weapon blisters dotted around its battered hull. Blackened, twisted thrust nozzles jutted at the stern. A dozen or more sections lay open, while the construct's tentacular tip tools prodded at the innards. Twinkly gleams from the shadowy interior indicated the presence of remotiles scanning hard-to-reach niches, sending back rich data streams. Rensik Estimil's newly acquired Varidroid was a marvel of nano-compression and multifunction shield technology, and was comfortingly well-armed. Yet, he was dwarfed by this bulky, inert mass. The aura of lapsed millennia was almost tangible to his senses. A segmented tentacle, tipped with a cluster of purple lenses, snaked towards him.
"I've seen reports of the Jalerks operation," said the construct. "Risky strategy, allowing the second stage colony to develop unhindered, yet your engineering of a counter-horde turned out to be highly effective, most creative. All the local legacy civilizations will be greatly relieved."
For the construct, this was the equivalent of a triumphal welcome home parade. But then Rensik had been faced with a predicament freighted with the potential for ghastly consequences. A flotilla of Hodrolog nomads had been scavenging through an eroded tiltway on the periphery of Tier 103. When they disturbed the hibernating mech spores of a replicating machine horde called the Jalerks. The Hodrolog and their ships and AIs were swiftly overwhelmed by the spores, which wasted no time in switching over to building the Stage 2 horde, using their newly acquired stores of organic and refined materials. Rensik and his wing of battle-hardened aggression destructors, responding to panicky alerts from Tier 103's Spire City civilization, reached the tiltway several hours after the last Hodrolog was slain. But comm dispatches from the ill-fated nomads had been relayed earlier to the construct drones, and by the time they arrived, Rensik Estimil had a plan. Replicating machine hordes don't place much value on retaining nuanced data from previous outbreaks, Rensik said. Otherwise, they would have known how to counter my brilliant strategy of capturing unactivated Stage 1 spores and using them to engineer an anti-horde dedicated to eradicating the Jalurks.
How long?
31.4 hours.
The Jalurks must have reached one of the later stages after that space of time.
Stage 6, Rensik said. Its first Gigatropolis was partially complete when our anti-horde launched its main attack wave. Afterwards, we repeatedly beam-scorched the vicinity, and a network of scanner probes were left on station.
Good, said the Construct Proximal. Well summarized, if a little self-satisfied. And how would you describe the progress in Problematic Area 3?
Progressing satisfactorily.
Droll. And I notice that you've changed your name again.
I thought that minor individuations were permissible, Rensik said. Has that changed?
Not at all. It is merely noteworthy to observe that since your involvement in the Darien conflict, you have changed your name 9 times. Did you know that certain human leisure class subcultures pursue similar alterations in designation?
They vie with one another to come up with the most outlandish forms of nomenclature. Fascinating, Rensik said. When I arrived, I was sure that you were going to explain why you were investigating this rusting relic. I had no idea that my name would prove to be of such interest.
Perceptive, said the Construct. Pithy and ironic. The lens-tipped tentacle swung in a bit closer. We here in the Tiers of Hyperspace exist in a kind of sediment of relics, the debris of past universes compacted upon one another. Yet even up there in the prime continuum, you cannot escape the undying fragments of the immemorial past, lingering grace notes of vast symphonies of destruction, the heirlooms of bygone insanities. Another tool tentacle tapped on the hull of the ancient drone. This war machine is indeed, as you say, a relic. Until very recently, it was preserved in the deep permafrost of a world on the spinward boundary of the Sandrukan hegemony. Possibly the only intact example of a Zaal Imperium combat drone known to exist.
The Zaal Empire, mused Rensik, collapsed about 1 million years ago?
Indeed, although this device dates from the Tyranny's high point, a little further back. Most of the materials used in its construction were anti-entropic, otherwise it would have crumbled to dust by now. But this is not the reason I asked you to see me. Have you ever heard of an exotic megastructure known as the Great Harbour of Benevolent Harmony?
Yes, I have, said Rensik. Began as some lofty, altruistic, collaborative project over in the Greater Shining Galaxy about 100,000 years ago, ended as the lair of several psychotic species hell-bent on slaughter, and was hunted down and destroyed by the Just Reprisal Alliance or something similar.
It was more like 50,000 years ago, the Construct said. Archive documentation about the Greater Shining Galaxy's deep history is fragmentary, with few details, except that it was apparently a massive macro-engineering achievement. And now, it seems that it was never destroyed. Despite concerted, massive attacks, it survived and escaped. A moment or two of silence followed, which from past experience Rensik knew was to be filled by a leap of understanding from the listener. There was really only one possible extrapolation to all this, and it was a disturbing one.
"Has this thing arrived in our galaxy?" he said.
"Well done." Guess what emerged from hyperspace several hours ago near the border between Earth's sphere and the Indrama Solidarity. On the Indrama side, no less, hiding in one of those huge starless gulfs that diplomats have been wrangling over for decades. In one of his dynamic memory niches, Rensik ran a swift scenario model pitting the regional powers against the potential of something like the Great Harbour.
The outcomes were not encouraging.
"We will need a serious magnitude of firepower to stop this thing," Rensik said. "An assault fleet of 6,000 aggression units plus support tenders would provide the necessary deployable force, especially if I were in command."
"We would not be able to assemble such a fleet in the very short term," said the construct.
"Based on third-hand reports from our galaxy's outlier stellar clusters, this intruder can be expected to move in the very short term against any isolated worlds in the area. Therefore, I am sending you, and I'm even letting you use one of the upgraded shimmer ships."
"I see. A solo mission," Rensik said. "Covert observance, monitoring comms, gauging capabilities and weaknesses, sending regular reports."
"No. Not solo. You'll be accompanied by a human operative from Earthsphere's military intelligence." Rensik groaned.
"Humans!"
"Your experience in that field should be of considerable utility."
The construct paused as one of its tentacles snaked into some cranny within the ancient Zal drone, and a bright light stuttered for a moment.
"While the assignment includes covert observation and intel gathering, your first task is to find out who commands and what their purpose and strategy are. I suspect that the regime or regimes will be despotic or tyrannical to some degree, so the existence of resistance groups is practically a given. Your main task, you and your human co-agent, is to seek out the most effective of these rebel movements and offer what assistance you can. Feel free to be creative."
"How creative can I be while babysitting a—"
A priority data object pinged into Rensik's entry buffer. Decoiled, it turned out to be sparse background details on the Great Harbour and the personnel file for one Lieutenant Commander Samantha Brock.
"I don't imagine that she'll require much in the way of babysitting," said the construct.
"It seems that she might be useful,"
Rensik conceded after flash reading the Lieutenant Commander's file.
"Although, in my experience, humans usually find a way to complicate matters."
"And while the pair of you attempt to foment revolution among the downtrodden, I shall be working to keep both Earthsphere and the Indramar Solidarity from sending in their fleets. The imponderables of the Great Harbour are too great, and some of the surviving accounts are too horribly suggestive to take the risk of triggering full-scale hostilities. The complications would be—"
The construct paused as clusters of symbols began to pulse and slow all over the Zal drone's battered hull. Cold blue flashes of light were visible inside the crowded interior. The construct retracted its questing tentacles with alacrity just before most of the gaping panels slid or flipped shut. A strident bellow, half deep brazen roar, half rasping howl, blasted out at shattering volume. The Zal drone tore free of the cradle's perfunctory restraints, rose up, and whipped round to bear down on Rensik Estimil. Rensik's defences surged into battle readiness. With all TAC combatives ramped up to optimal, the initial moves and countermoves of sensor probes, faint targetings, and shield shifts were taking place in fractions of a second. Rensik's sensors were also picking up a cascade of energy state changes from within the Zal machine, which revealed previously undetected arrays of hideously powerful weaponry. Sections of its carapace were bulging to permit the extrusion of barrel snouts and to create launcher apertures, while Rensik readied his own defences, starkly aware of how outgunned he had suddenly become, but unwilling to back down. And, just when a convulsion of destruction seemed inevitable, the cryptic symbols glowing all over the Zal drone's hull faded and died away. There was a chorus of muffled clunks. The war machine wobbled in midair for an instant, then fell to the floor with a loud, sharp thud, rocked back and forth a couple of times, and was still. Rensik scanned it, found no energy sources, no data stream activity,
nothing apart from vestigial ionization around 4 points on the hull.
Excellent, said the construct, drifting in closer. Most informative.
It took Rensick no time at all to figure it out.
I see. So you decided to unleash this grisly old killing machine, knowing that it would go for the most threatening target present, me. But all the time, you had a cutout of some kind rigged and ready.
A specifically exotic ultrafield generated between 4 nodes previously attached to the drone carapace, the construct said. It scrambles coherent energy patterns, which effectively deactivated our antiquated friend here. Sometimes only a live trial can reveal the subject's essential nature.
So glad to be of help.
You have and will be again, I have no doubt.
You should leave now. The shimmer ship is prepped and ready for you in Bay 14. Taking into account the ascent through hyperspace to the Prime Continuum, you should reach the vicinity of the human home system in under 19 hours. High-level approval has been granted, so Brock's commanders will have received notice of her secondment to the joint mission by the time you arrive.
Even as the construct finished the sentence, a trio of caltrop-like lifter modules glided into the gazebo, fixed themselves to the Zal drone, which then rose from the floor and in one smooth movement returned to the cradle.
Safe journey,
the construct said, as it resumed its study, flexing tentacle tips, tugging open panels and hatches.
It certainly seems more talkative than before,
Rensick thought, as he left the gazebo and headed for the vehicle bays.
Still just as maddeningly eccentric, but definitely chattier.